Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
It's fitting that we're doing this during the Olympics, right? Because that's like the best of the best. I mean, the Olympics are over, so you get to watch the athletically the best of the best. And then you come here and you get to hear auditorily the best of the best. We're doing Boat 6, yes.
If you still got that Olympic fever and you still need to scratch that itch, this is the only game left in town, brother.
This is it, dog.
We're still hanging out in Paris, you know, still trying to pitch stuff. We're like, hey, come on. You want some more of that? You want some more of that? Come here. I got some in the coat. Here you go, folks. We got champions going up against each other, folks.
Our show is like the equivalent of swimming in the Seine, though. Like,
yeah. No, it's more that. It's more that than it is, you know, competing in breakdancing in front of the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but exactly. But I'll take what I can get at this point.
Yeah, well, yeah. Who are you? Hey, who are you, the listener, to be asking us? Oh, to asking us our quality. You came looking for this, okay?
Exactly. So, hey, we might be the Australian woman breakdancer who just flopped around, but we're at the Olympics. Where the fuck are you?
Yeah, and you're watching. So who are you? You're on your seat. We're living it, okay? So either come here, sit down, listen to the best, or you can go, you can move on, but you're gonna lose the feeling.
You're gonna lose the feeling, dude. You gotta stick around. You wanna stick around for the whimsy, for the love.
You're gonna wanna stick around. Hey, that was a little hot. Let's bring it down. Let's bring down the temperature a little bit before we raise it back up, talking about these champions. So these are all, once again, this is Boat 6. So these are all the champions from this year. We took all 16 of them, put them gave them to our bracketologist. They kicked back the bracket, and here we go, folks. We got the 4 seed, Yeah, by Usher, song of 2004, going up against the 13 seed, Cruel Summer, the best Taylor Swift song. Then we have the 5 seed, Socks and Candy, the first ever co-champion for best gift for adults, going up against the 12 seed, the National Mall, the best U.S. monument. Cody, yes. Where do you want to start?
Let's get your Marcy Playground joke out of the way and start with Socks.
Okay, hold on. Well, you give him a little bit of a heads up, but for those of you who don't know, here it is. I smell socks and candy. Yeah. Who's that? Yeah, no one here knows the rest of that song. So you're welcome, folks. That was it. And you know what? And we didn't get to make it when we first came up with it, when these won. And so this is why I love getting to do the Boat, because I get to jokes I didn't get to get to.
Nick keeps a list of bad jokes. Like, I got to get that one in somewhere. Like,
I'm so mad at all these bad jokes I could have done. And here we are. So
Socks and Candy. Okay, Socks and Candy was a hybrid winner. So it was two things that we combined to win.
These were the finalists. Too powerful. These two went up against each other and we could not decide. It was Frieza and Goku just going at it for years. Always, you know, one would have the advantage, the other one would come back.
I mean, Goku always whoops Frieza's ass.
Frieza gets him at points.
No, he doesn't. I mean, Frieza tags him a couple times, but like, that's like saying, like, you've got me because Nick's never got me. I can't even think of an actual comparison.
I got you. That's the thing. That's always the thing, is you always think I don't got you. But get you once. Okay.
It's because I'm Goku and you're Frieza in this analogy that makes you think that Frieza gets wins.
Frieza gets wins, and he's going to get the big win.
Of course he is.
He's going to get the big one, and that's what matters.
Keep on trying, buddy. Keep on trying.
I'm just mostly talking about the fact that whenever they're battling, it feels like that fight is like a year-long fight that they just
It's always like 4 episodes long.
Yeah,
it's
like, you're like, wow, they're still doing this, huh? Because Game of Thrones killed their main boss in one episode, so you guys thought to do it over 4 or 5 of them. Okay, so
under the Christmas tree, you open up your present. It's tickets to the National Mall or Socks and Candy. Which one are you more excited about? Man. Let's put them in each other's bracket.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we should be doing. We did not do that in the last one. I've never been to the National Mall. So there's that, right? Like, I've never been and I'd love to see it. But also, I know DC's hot. I know DC in general is expensive. And it's like, I'm excited because I get to go on a trip. But am I really that excited? Versus if it's assuming that the research has been done and it's a really nice pair of socks, right? A good wool sock or a fun character sock. and then some sour gummy worms.
Yeah.
I'm like, this rips.
You know, also, like, I like that because you're not trying to trick me into learning. That's right. A big problem I have with the National Mall is like, you're trying to educate me. And I don't, as an American, I don't like that.
I don't need that. Also, here's the thing. Let's be clear too about the National Mall. When you go and you see the George Washington Monument, they're not going to get into the real shit about George Washington. They're not going to be like, hey, by the way, you know those wooden teeth? Not all of them were wood. Some of them were real teeth. And you won't like where he got the real teeth from.
Absolutely not.
Like, so it's just going to be more of the same bullshit you've been fed. You're just going to get the same mythologizing of these figures and be like, yeah, no, I knew that. Yeah, I figured.
What?
And Cody, you and I have lived, we have the advantage here of having lived next to a national monument. We grew up next to Mount Rushmore. There's something to be said about the manpower it takes to make these things. But at the same time, you're like, yeah, that looks the exact same as it did on Google, didn't it, though?
Absolutely, it does. Here's the thing. What would the National Mall have to add for you to really consider wanting
to?
What's the National Mall missing? Allow me to posit this. Hall of Hogs. Just a hall of all the
presidential hogs. Is it presidential hogs or is it?
Presidential hogs. Presidential hogs, dude.
I mean, that's just LBJ's, isn't it? Isn't that what he's working towards? He's getting the LBJ monument out?
I want them all.
I want to know all the hogs, okay? I want to. Okay, here's the thing, folks. You know the records are kept. You know that every on the bedside in the Lincoln Monument is every person, every president measures it out and writes it down.
They have to.
And the only thing is, though, is that if Harris wins, she's going to get there and she's going to look through and she's going to be like, Lincoln had a good one on him. I always liked that. I always thought that's what kept him sane. I like that. And then she's going to get to Trump and it's going to be like 1,000 inches. And it's going to be like, oh man, you ruined it, dude.
It's tradition, dog.
Everyone has written down their hog size, put it by the bedside and just left it. You don't go back. I mean, you take the one look and you find out that Kennedy actually not that big, which is for as much as he was laying it down, that shows you how good this man's game was. The confidence did not come from downstairs. That's the most dangerous man. Because the man who has a hog and walks around with a good hog, they know that they got this. But Kennedy didn't. And so the fact that Marilyn Monroe, everyone else.
Marilyn Monroe is worth a lot of points, I guess.
It's a lot of points on the board, man.
Nick's sick game. I mean, the National Mall is a national landmark. Everybody, it's known worldwide, but socks and candy, it's different. Nick, we can't do socks and candy, though, can we?
Here's the problem. Here is the problem, Cody, is that I know who we are and I know why we did this. But this is an abomination. Like, I mean, that's what we have to look at it as, right? We have to consider this as an abomination. And the further it gets in the tournament, the more we are condoning.
Nick, stop, pause. I don't know if you're talking about socks and candy or the National Mall.
That's what's fun. You're right. Both of these
are abominations.
Are compromised picks. The National Mall was always called the National Mall, so I'll say that. That always went in, but it is like, you do get your best bang for your buck over here.
Yeah, dude, we're about efficiency here, dude.
Yeah, so when you have like a good solid 12 monuments that you could get to in a walking distance, it's a little bit different than going up against Mount Rushmore. Fair enough. Socks and candy, though, is a true abomination. This is a true, we went against our own rules and laws and chose it.
Dude,
you know what I'm, so the further we do this, we're only saying that it's okay in the future. And that's just a conversation we need to have.
The amount of paperwork Nick and I had to do with the council after we combined these two things was
not
obscene.
Happy.
You guys do not get to see the behind the scenes stuff. Dude, the shadow council came and I've never actually seen them. Have you seen anyone on the council?
No. This was the first time that you have to understand is, so the council ordained us to start. This wasn't our idea. I think we've talked about that. I don't know how much it's come up. So never had the idea. Cody and I wanted to do a podcast and we put that out in the world. We prayed to the gods. We would love to do a podcast. Well, then I got a crow. I don't know what you got.
No, I had a raven just fly straight through my window.
Was mine a raven? I can never.
It was a raven. You get it mixed up. Because it was really big. It's a raven.
Oh, okay. You're right. Yeah. Okay. I kept saying I got a really big crow, but no one corrected me. So we had our Ravens, and then we were given this idea on high from the council, and they've pretty much let us run wild. Every decision has been ours until
we combined socks and candy. They did not appreciate that. They did give us a pass, is what they said.
Yeah, it was very much. If you've seen Twilight, or if you've read Twilight, you understand the moment at the very end when the not the Illuminati, but whatever the hell they are called, the big vampire council is like, hey, we got to kill you because you did make a vampire baby. And they decide not to, but they're like, we're watching you. It was basically that. We did. Yeah. We lined up our army. They lined up their armies. Thankfully, it didn't come to blows. But it was tense times there. We always say we just are naturally going to take a break in January just because we have holidays and we're not going to edit over the holidays. This time it was a little different.
No, we had lots of meetings. Nick, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to lock in socks and candy. And here's why. National pride in the United States is at an all-time low. I'm selling my stock in national pride, okay? Even the American flag has been co-opted by fascists. Like, we don't have the pride. I got to go socks and candy. That's what I really want to get. If I go to the National Mall, I'm just going to be reading all these things, and I'm only going to be reading in between the lines, you know?
Here's my problem is that we have to decide these now. But it's not uncommon. We've done it before where we've taken a break and we've said, hey, we need to let something play out before we decide this. I know we can't right now, and no. We won't. But in a world where Harris and Waltz win, what that means for the National Mall is that Waltz is for sure opening up a tater tot hot dish stand that he's going to work on the weekends. Like when he's just like, I don't know, man, I got nothing else to do on the weekends. Like I don't really do VP stuff. So I don't know. I just opened up a stand here. I'll fix your oil. And I got some tater tot hot dish you can eat while I'm doing oil changes.
Talk to you about life and tell you, just give you some good old life lessons.
Right. And so that's the problem is I'm like, once they put that on the National Mall wins. But I do have to go with you here. I think socks and candy, as much as I do find this to be an aberration, every time I see it, I'm like, it is right, though. The category was best gift for adults.
That's fucking right, dude. And
this is right.
That's also what the Shadow Council said.
Yeah, that was actually the fun thing is they were like, it's right, but don't pull
fucking
this shit
do it again. Don't do it again.
Next time, think it through. You could have put them together to begin with. No one would have been bothered by it. Okay. So, all right. We will move socks and candy on where it will go up against Yeah by Usher, the winner of 2004, best song from 2004, or Cruel Summer, the best Taylor Swift song. Cody, let's put them in each other's brackets. Imagine a world.
We can't.
No, you do have to do a world where Taylor Swift, who we had not known of yet, assume we do not get the whole discography. We just get Cruel Summer in 2004. Or I guess maybe it means that she covers Yeah by Usher or Usher.
I don't want her to cover Yeah.
I
don't want anyone to cover Yeah.
This is the Citizen Kane of songs. So like, there's never a need to reboot it. There's never a need to remix it. It was done when it came out. It was perfectly baked.
Yeah, they got a nice crust. It's good to go. Nick, here's where I'm at with this whole thing. It's that that was a controversial bracket. The Taylor Swift bracket had a lot of highs, had a lot of lows, had a lot of fighting. It was, it was tough. It was a tough one to get out of, right?
And let's remember how we got through it. Drunk off our asses.
Drunk off our, I was going to say a lot of alcohol. Yeah,
Taylor Swift bracket did come at the apex of our 4-year anniversary and our 500th episode. So we did something special for y'all. If you didn't go listen, go back and listen.
We drunk as hell.
We got pretty drunk for this. And out came the result of Cruel Summer. So this was something, like you said, controversy abounds.
But yeah, literally strolled through the whole year of 2004 twirling a cane. No one stood up to it for even a second, if we're honest.
Cody, we don't have the time to do this. But I would be willing to go through, I would go from 2005 until now. And you tell me what the number one song of that year was. And I'll tell you, yeah, it was bigger.
Like, yeah, even if
Yeah would win that year too. Like, it is so powerful. Cruel Summer, great song. And I do sometimes still stand by this opinion. I listen to Cruel Summer. I'm like, it's probably your best stuff. Here's what's funny, I think, about like, I think as a pop star, I think to like hit that stratosphere or like to write a generational defining song, Because I don't think Taylor Swift has any. But not yet. Yeah is generationally defining. Because I think there's something about, like, you need to be an artist that's good enough. And that it's kind of like a volcano where, like, finally the magma underneath bursts through. And that now we have all of this. But Taylor's just been putting out bangers. But there's not one banger.
No, that's, yes.
There's not
everyone. Everyone knows Usher's best song.
Right.
We're never, ever going to do an Usher bracket. Because we're not going to waste your time.
Why waste the time? But I'm saying you could point to, I mean, controversially, I think you could point to Whitney Houston and say, I want to dance with somebody.
Ooh, I will always love you too, though.
I mean, like, it's close. Both of them came out in the 90s, so they both have to go up against each other. But I'm just saying, Taylor doesn't even have two. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
There are just, like, you have to have something that is bigger than everything you've ever done.
Yeah, and
she doesn't have it. Not yet, at least. I mean, she might get there. She just has a lot of really good, big songs. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying there's nothing we can grasp onto and point to and be like, that's the best.
We have to think about this in terms of our public, our personal safety, right? So, like, if Usher's contingent has not been radical since 2007, they got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of them have kids.
Yeah, kids started popping out. Yeah.
Their backs hurt. They're trying to find the right fiber supplement, you know?
Yep.
But Taylor Swift's fans, they have nothing but time and rage.
Yeah. To be fair, I mean, I think at this point, fortunately for us, I think they've written us off.
Yeah, they heard our drunk ramblings and they're not going to give us the time of day. That was the best decision we ever accidentally made, was doing that season drunk.
Right, because then it's like, I don't know, man. We could always default to, I don't know, I was drunk. I don't know. Why'd you pick that? I don't know, I was drunk.
I was drunk.
I was drunk when I did it. So you can't fault me for this. I got it. I mean, It's yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest fucking rap songs, pop songs of all time.
Of all time. Yeah. So, I mean, Taylor, we salute you. Congratulations. Cruel Summer, once again, fucking rips. But we're going to move Yeah on, where Yeah will go up against Socks and Candy. Cody, if I gave you for Christmas is the gift of Yeah. I don't know if that means I bought you the actual, like, I got it pressed on vinyl, or if I just, you open a box and it just plays the song Yeah. You're like, anything in here? No, just that song.
That's awesome, though. It's like one of those cards that just plays Yeah front to back.
You're just like, oh, that's all it's gonna do? Yeah.
Oh, but what if you give me a little thing, like a little, like a, like AirTag thing that I can put in my wallet, anytime I hit it just plays Yeah.
God,
oh, dude, that
Yeah button.
Yeah button, dude.
What okay, does it play the whole song, or is there a section of the song that you're like, okay, if I can only have 10-15 seconds of,
oh my
Yeah.
God. Well, what do you do? Do you do the Yeah chorus into Ludacris's verse?
I mean, I think so, because you really want that. Give me a rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes.
Yeah, bend over to the front and touch. That's such a good line. Okay.
Ludacris fill cups like Dub D.
Okay, here's a weakness for Yeah, is that Yeah must be listened to front to back.
It is. You're right, though. You can't, by taking out one part of it, all you've done is make me mad that I'm not
getting
the whole thing.
Getting all of it, yeah.
I need all of it. You got to give me the whole song. It's perfect. It's front to back perfect. So there's nothing. Yeah. You only gave me a taste. I need it all.
Yeah, but, I don't want an amuse bouche of Yeah. I want Yeah as the entree. I want Yeah as the dessert. I want Yeah as my after work dessert drink, dog.
Yeah. I don't want steak medallions of Yeah. I want the whole tomahawk. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Like, no. Don't just give me a little bit. I want a freaking tomahawk of this.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's think of it this way. If someone in my family dies, right?
Yeah.
And you're at the funeral and I'm there, I'm wearing all black and I'm looking
And I would
fucking,
be, by the way. I
first
want you
of
to
all,
know.
I'm looking fucking good. That's
of course. It is kind of Cody, you guys, he doesn't talk a lot about this. The amount of times that Cody's like, hey man, you know, like when the time comes and I have to, you know, one of my family members passes, you'll be there, right? And I'm like, of course, I'd be there for you. He's like, yeah, but I'm gonna look so good, dude. It's gonna be insane. I'm actually just kind of want you there to take photos. I'm like, wait, are you going to be flexing at the funeral? He's going to wear a gold chain over his suit. Like, that's crazy sauce, but he's ready to do it. I'm like,
I'm ready, dude. I got it. I have a fucking thick ass chain that I've been waiting. The problem is I only have my dad and my brother, and they're both doing all right. So I don't know when I'm going to bust this lookout. I don't know.
It's an all black. It's all black suit, right? But then there's just going to be this thick gold chain that drapes over the knot of the tie right under. I'm like, okay.
It's bold. Right? It's bold for sure. Appropriate
at a funeral?
Yes.
Here's the thing.
I think it depends. Plays at my funeral, absolutely appropriate.
It's a philosophical debate on funerals at this point, right? Because I think there are the people who I'm a big believer in that it's more of a celebration of life, right? I'm not here for sadness. Hey, man, I didn't live my life sad, so why the fuck are we crying right now, right? Put yeah on. Let's have a good time.
Hell
right?
Yeah.
So in general, I'm supportive, but I understand that I can't play yeah at my grandma's funeral. And that bums me out. It does bum me out because I think she would have loved it.
I've actually been hanging out with Nick's grandma a lot, and I've been bumping yeah, and she's into it.
I knew it. I knew if I would have just taken the risk. I knew it.
You got to roll the dice on it, dude. Socks and candy. I mean, they're the best gift for adults.
It is the best. Here's the thing. Here's the problem. Right. I would say we nailed it on both these in their category. Best song from 2004. Mm. Best gift for an adult. We nailed it. This is the exact right thing. Right. Yes. Because it cannot be wrong. It just if I open up that box and there is socks and there are candy in there and they are once again, though, it is important that you get it right. But in the same way, don't play me a yeah cover, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't need to hear some girl in Iowa playing it on her fucking ukulele.
Oh my God, I have to lock in socks and candy just thinking about that. Yeah, there's so many people who do it so wrong that they're trying to get yeah. They're like, yeah, it's great. I heard a dude, I was at a show and it was an acoustic thing and the dude played yeah acoustic. And it's like,
Cody,
no.
I need you to just really quick though. We take this very seriously when we say we're locking in.
Okay.
Are you
You're right.
Be careful because I don't want you to make a mistake here, brother.
I don't want to be in a future where we're talking about the best things ever made and yeah, it's not being talked about.
Well, that's where I'm at. Like, no matter what, even if we got this right, even if socks and candy is the right one, yeah is more the right answer. I'm worried.
What are the greatest creations of weight? Like, the most amazing things mankind's ever done, the Great Wall, the pyramids of Giza, poetry, art, yeah, is right up there with all of these things.
Cody, I'm concerned that yeah is a black hole onto itself of this tournament. Like, that it is so, in fact, powerful. I think it's powerful to all generations, but it's especially ours. Like, there's something about the fact that we got this in middle school. So we had 7 years. Or at least I did. You had five. I had 7 years of nuts to butts grinding to this song. Do you know how formational that is to a young boy's psyche? Of like, this is the song that makes butts land in my lap and shake around. And I didn't know in sixth grade that was going to happen.
I didn't know that was an option. No one even told me that was an option.
No one tells you when you get to the sixth grade dance that that's going to happen. Because up to that point, all we've been doing is the jitterbug. In fifth grade, okay? That's a big gap that they don't talk to you about. It's like, hey, I know you're doing the jitterbug this year. Next year, girls are going to put their behinds on your front side, and it's going to be fucking awesome. But how will I know when it happens? You'll know, son.
You'll know.
The song will play. There's a song that's going to come out that will be ordained by the gods.
That's true, man. Yeah, it definitely formed a lot. And it worked even in college, dude. It never changed.
When it played
at my wedding, people went nuts.
Played at my wedding, went nuts. Nuts to butts. I'm just saying. The spell works. It should only be argued the reason it shouldn't win is because it is probably cursed. This is probably a deal with the devil situation. This song has its own magic that needs to be explored.
Nick, shut up. No. Is Usher our Jesus? Did he make a curse? Is he taking the curse of this on? Because his relationships have been garbage. He's never had a good one. But he had a great one before this album came out.
Yeah.
And then she broke up with him because she thought the album was like biopic, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
So now he's like addicted to sex. He'll never have a good relationship. But we got yeah. Did Usher fall on this grenade so we could have yeah?
Yeah, what a terrible grenade he had to fall. Jesus Christ was crucified for his sins. Usher made yeah, now gets laid every night. Yeah, it's a big, it's a toughie.
Nick, he did it for us.
For us.
For us. I think I do got to lock in. Yeah, it is. It's powerful.
I have to lock in. Yeah, dude. It's just, so once again, I love, hey, now you all know, this is what's great is all of you that listen who get me Christmas gifts, which should be all of you, by the way. Now, you know, you can just do socks and candy and I'm not going to be bummed out.
Oh, or if you can gift him. Yeah.
Or give me. Yeah. Give me my yeah button. Okay. I need this.
Would you? Okay. Real talk though. If I have a yeah button on my desk, it's my favorite thing, right? I hit it and it plays yeah. But am I ever going to get tired of people walking by and hitting my button?
No. Why would you? Why would you get tired of bringing other people joy?
That's true. You can't.
See? It's perfect, dog. Actually, it's amazing.
I heard Pagliotti's in town. You should go see him. But doctor, I am Pagliotti.
Oh, have you listened to yeah?
There it is.
We finished the story. That's all. Oh, then. Oh, in that case, have you heard yeah by Usher, Lil Jon, and Ludacris? Here, let me, I'm not going to skip ahead, but the ludicrous part will particularly bring a grin to your face.
So good. Yeah, it's got to be, yeah, it's got to be, yeah.
It does. So, all right, we are going to move, yeah, on as the Group B champion. We still got Group C and D to decide, but thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and wherever you can, give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament you'd like to see, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout outs to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff, and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got that Group C coming out on Monday. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lino. See you on the boat.